Thank you for holding. My name is David. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I was told to call this number and cancel.
Okay, let me go ahead and get you pulled up and see what we got in store for you. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Jackie, eh? I have literally called from my phone number, like, Janky Yang, J-E-N-K-Y.
Let's meet you, Janky. Let's go ahead and see what we got. So, what is the phone number we have on file for you?
It should be, try either one. From my understanding, it's this one. 651-354-1966.
Okay.
If that's not the number, I'll give you the other number.
Righty, I appreciate it. Just bear with me. I'm pulling up this number. Okay, we got 651-354-1966.
Correct.
Okay. Noble Locksmith, Tulsa?
Right.
Okay. All right, I got your account here.
Yeah, it should say that it's canceled.
Yeah, it does say that it's canceled. That's right. Looks like Catherine was okay. Your account manager.
Yeah, she was horrible. And she is ignoring my calls. So here's what she said. So I've been emailing back and forth all morning. It has been ridiculously a waste of my time, honestly. Just ridiculous. But yeah, they keep emailing me to like that I need to do a verbal security confirmation. But no matter how many times I call for my number, it just hangs up. Like I could literally call the number right now with you on the line, and it will just hang up on me. But yeah, so apparently what they want me to do is call this phone number, and technically I was supposed to text this phone number and say confirm return. Of Google Ad account. I have texted that phrase to this number from my personal phone, from my work phone, nothing. They keep sending me the same exact stupid email. And it's really getting on my last nerves. Because they expect me to do something when I am doing exactly what they're asking me to. And apparently it's not working. So, am I able to confirm this phrase with you and cancel this account once and for all? Because this has been ridiculously stupid going back and forth. I've literally been on the phone since 5 in the morning.
Really apologize for that, Mr. Yang. I'm going to go ahead and do everything I can for you. I mean, as far as going through the confirmation with me, I don't have a way of doing that for you, but I do have a way of getting in contact with the department that's going to handle that for you. Just bear with me right here. I'm taking
okay.
care of that for you right now.
Okay, yeah, because I'm trying to get a hold of somebody, and I don't know what they expect me to do because I've been calling, and nobody's answering. So it kind of defeats the purpose of doing, you know, of their – it's just stupid.
I hear you. So, and when you say you're calling, you're calling us or you're calling your Google?
I'm calling, so they provided me with two phone numbers. So they provided me with the 877-635-6225. That's the, normally the customer service line where I call and contact Catherine. But apparently, she doesn't want to answer the phone. And then the other phone number is the 951-221-4111, which I was supposed to text. The phrase confirm return of Google Ad account, which I have, but apparently nobody's getting it. So I don't know what they want me to do. I've been dealing with this all morning. And yeah, so like, I don't know. Here, I'll call the number, the Catherine's phone number. Here, this is how it goes. Apparently she doesn't want to answer the phone. Cause last time when I was calling to cancel, she did the same exact thing.
Gotcha. I'm pinging her right now, so just bear with me here.
Yeah.
She get with Catherine. Sometimes she can't get, but she does onboarding calls at the same time as an account manager. So, I mean, I do apologize, but I'm going to go ahead. I'm getting in touch with her right now, see what I can do about getting you on the line with her.
Okay, yeah, but you see, I just called him. He just hung up on me. That's how I get.
Like, it's just...
And that's the same exact thing. Yep, they answer, and then it does the melody, and then just do-do, hangs up. And that is exactly what she did to me last time when I was calling cancel, because Chris called me trying to get me to do local ads, and I told him, no, I'm done. I'm canceling. And then he got, you know, he started irritated. He said he'll have somebody call me back. Never had anybody call me back, so I called all afternoon, and then nobody answered me that same day, too. And then apparently I used a different phone number, and she answered, huh. You see what I mean? You know, frustrating that is. And I've worked with several SEO companies. I've never had as much issue or this is just so unprofessional. It's just ridiculous. So far, you are the most professional person I've talked to through this company. It is ridiculous.
I hate to hear that, right? I mean, at the same time, we always want to do our best and take care of all of our clients, right? So now that I got you on the line, you know, I'm going to do my best.
Only one to know. Yeah, you seem to be the only one that wants to do that.
Gotcha. Well, I'm gonna get you taken care of right now. Just bear with me. I'm getting in touch with all the proper channels to make sure that you get taken care of here.
Okay, I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, James. No worries. So I can make sure that you get in touch with the department that's going to be able to help you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right, Miss Yang, give me about, I'm going to place you on a quick hold. It'll be no more than 2 minutes.
Sounds good.
Okay, I appreciate your patience, Miss Yang. I'm taking care of this for you. Bear with me.
All right, thank you. I have never dealt with such unprofessional. This company is ridiculous.
Mr. Yang?
Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Yang?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still here with you.
So
I'm still here.
I was calling. Oh, no, you're all good. I was still trying to call him on the other line. After calling them 15 times, they finally answered.
Gotcha. So she didn't pick up on the other line?
Yeah, so she finally answered.
Gotcha. Yeah, I pinged her, so she probably saw the
Yeah, so it's ridiculous. But I do appreciate your help, though. Thank you for being
professional.
Thank you for the help, and you have a great day.
You too, Mr. Yang. Thank you. Thank you for calling. We appreciate your time. Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, I'm good with her.
Thank you.